Well, I was able to go through individual, but, you know, we're going to be smart. We talked about potentially playing him in the game Thursday night. I'm not real comfortable with that. He hasn't had the opportunity to practice in pads. But so we'll know more about Cedric next week.
What does that leave you with for options in the game? Because you want to go in with four running backs.
Well, we'll see how John Kuhn is. You know, I'm not anticipating him making it based on what they told me this morning. But we'll see how John is, and we'll make do with what we have. I mean, we can only play with the healthy players, and that's why that's why we really don't do play time till tomorrow. So when they see the doctor tomorrow, and we'll make the decision on who's out and who's in.
Brewer was able to play for you right away in San Diego.
Yes.
Could you sign a running back and have him play right away? I guess I don't understand the rule.
I mean, it's a hypothetical. Are you talking about being ready as
being allowed to play?
Well, he was already in the camp.
Okay.
Brewer was already in the Eagles camp, so he went through the 3-day orientation. So Cedric was not in camp, so he has to go through a 3-day orientation.
What's your level of concern about Craig Jones right now?
I'm sorry?
Your level of concern about Craig Jones?
Well, it's a long time. So, I mean, it's obviously based on the extent of his injury. I mean, this is he obviously needs as much time. They did some more testing, and he's still going through the protocol of test. But, we're not going to put him back out there until we're 100% that he's clear. Cedric, the progress Cedric can make is the biggest transition is the language. He really has no carryover from the system, or particularly the systems that he's been in. They would fall in a category of a digit offensive terminology. We're not a digit system, so we're the traditional West Coast language. So just that in itself. Just learning the origin of how things are put together. And it's important for him to learn the foundation, because when you come in late as a player, the natural tendency is just to learn plays and to learn, certain words mean this and that. But he has to go back to the beginning and learn the concepts, because, every concept we have in our offense, we have the ability to build off that particular concept to give us more variations. So his biggest transition is language, and he's doing a good job. I mean, he asks a lot of questions. He's a veteran, so I mean, he understands how to play the game. Probably could play in the game against Cleveland because of his experience. But I think we should just be smart and make sure he gets to go through padded practice before we put him out there.
Mike, I know you haven't gone through playing time and stuff, but can you talk about your plan to give Graham as many snaps as possible this month?
Well, I think it's very important to see as much as Graham Harrell as we possibly can. That's where he is in his development. He doesn't have a lot of playing time under his belt. I mean, really, last year is the most significant time that he was able to have in a preseason. So I feel like he's a little behind as far as opportunities based on his age and how long he's been out of college. So, also you got to make sure number one is Aaron. You got to make sure he gets his allotted work and make sure the number one offense is where we feel we need to be after the second preseason game. And, you also want to try to develop BJ. I mean, BJ is a young guy that has a lot in front of him. But, it's important to – Graham's ready, so and it's important for him to play.
Mike, why was it important to lock up T.J. Lang long-term for you guys?
Very important to lock up T.J. Lang because he's one of our core guys. T.J. is a young man that came here, a bumpy start, but showed a lot of versatility, able to play multiple positions. Frankly, could probably play center if we needed to. Talked about him as a potential center, when we were going through the free agency phase. So I'm very, very excited for him. He's a young man that's earned it, and he's definitely someone that we've targeted as a core, one of our core players. So with that, I look for TJ to continue to grow not only as a person, player, but even as a leader on our team.
Mike, you talked after family night about trying to measure the wind and see how it's different with construction. How do you guys actually monitor?
Well, I think we overdid it because the way we kicked that night. So we probably talked about it too much and overdid it, and the wind wasn't really that big of a factor. But it's no different than when Mason was a rookie. when Tim was playing in his first year, to get out into the stadium during times where the winds, whether it's coming out of the southwest or, vice versa. So just educating your specialists on Lambeau Field. I mean, it's a great advantage to play here, and more importantly for our skill positions, we need to understand the wind. And with the design and the south end zone is a significant structure. It potentially will change, this, I would say, to definitely factor on the southwest wind coming through that part of the stadium.
Speaking of weather, I felt like you wanted to get more hot practices, and the weather was really ridiculously hot before camp started. Have you gotten that work where it's really hot and the guys are having to push through a hot practice? Because I know late in September.
Yeah, we had a couple hot days, but, we play our first 3 out of 4 games at home, and our one away game is at night. I mean, so let's be honest. And both our home Sunday games are 3 o'clock games. So I'm not really concerned about hot weather, as I would be if we were playing in Miami week 2 or Tampa week 3 or something like that. So, but I think the work's been very good. Frankly, it's something that we've talked about in our staff meetings every morning. The conditioning of our football team, conditioning of certain players. The potential of certain players because they're taking a lot more reps because of the injuries are down, and they're higher risk to a fatigue injury versus the guys that haven't had a lot of reps and their conditioning. So this has been a bit of a juggling act where you're able to, in prior years, have a greater sense of where your football team is from a pure consistency standpoint because of the way they practice and where they are in a conditioning where it's a little bit up and down because of the number of injuries that we had. So I hope that made sense to you.
Two more.
Well, I think not just our defensive players. I think it's our whole football team. I know a lot's been said about the new players that we've acquired through the draft, particularly with the first 6 guys being on defense. And I'll say it again: the biggest impact for our football team will be the returning players, particularly in the first quarter of the season. We're excited about our rookies. We're excited about what they offer, but the improvement across the board has to come from players that have been here. So, and you can go right down the line, and we have had history where players make jumps into their second or third years, and I think you'll definitely see that. Whether it's DJ Smith, hopefully Sam Shields. You look at the young safety group, there's going to be a lot of guys competing there, our young corners. So it's important for them to improve from last year to this year. I definitely feel confident that has happened. But in the same breath, because of all the new faces, we have a lot of competition, and we will definitely have a lot more depth on defense, I think, this year than we had last year.
Do you expect Charles to play Thursday night?
I'm sorry? Play time is tomorrow, so we'll make a decision in the morning.